This is the JD Church Memorial Special of Radio Free Cybertron. I'm your host and friend, Brian Kilby. We lost JD earlier this year. It's been now just about 4 months, and we still feel his absence today. I decided to set this time aside to be our moment of memorial for JD for several reasons. We did a tribute show during the New York Toy Fair 2014 coverage, and we felt that that was a beginning, a way to start memorializing our friend JD, but it certainly couldn't encompass everything that he meant to us and he meant to the world, he meant to you. We also had about a month later, once we had time to sit and think about it and reflect, Superhero Time, one of the other podcasts that JD was on, had a memorial episode, and I was on that, and I got a chance to, you know, grieve and to share thoughts and memories about JD, and that was fun. But this week marks the fifth anniversary of our return after several years of sporadic postings. We would go months, sometimes like a year or more, without posting an episode. And as most of you know, JD was the person to thank for the return of Radio Free Cybertron. And I decided that this time, it's time of celebration. It's normally a time when you get together with friends and you reflect back on your accomplishments. And I decided that there's nothing more fitting than to also take that time to remember JD. And we'll be doing that each year going forward on this week. So the episode that you're about to listen to features moments selected by you, the fans. It is the result of many hours of research, of pouring through literally thousands of hours of content, much of it unpublished, and we're still just scratching the surface. The show features JD's first appearance on Radio Free Cybertron from the year 2000, and his last from this past January. We also have on the show a short word of remembrance from Rob Springer and a message from JD's wife Amanda to you, his friends and fans. So I want to start the show off this week with JD's first appearance on the show. It wasn't an interview or a segment per se. It was sort of back in the year 2000, we were having a mock election, or a mock campaign at the very least. In the United States, we were having a presidential election, and we had a fictional account where Optimus Prime is running against Galvatron, and JD supplied the commercial for Optimus Prime. And let's go ahead and play that now.
In a time of turmoil and poverty, in a country of all talk and no action, there stands one candidate for president that towers above the rest, a born leader with proven results, interested only in positive change for this country and all its citizens.
I, Optimus Prime, leader of the Autobots.
Optimus Prime for president, a proven leader. Paid for by Optimus Prime for President 2000.
It's kind of funny. He hasn't changed that much over the last 15 years or so, where I sound dramatically different back then. You may hear a little bit of me from back in that time in the next few segments. But that was classic. The accompanying Galvatron ad, I did one, which is terrible. And Turin did the other. We'll play that later on an episode of Radio Free Cybertron at some point in the future. So the next segment features, this was by request, it features JD hosting the show at some point last year. Honestly, he kind of picks on Dawn and Diecast a bit, but it was all in fun. It was really done in a lovable way. And I had a lot of fun going back and listening to this, and I think you will too. This week on Radio Free Cybertron, guest host JD Church, Bully's Diecast, and Don. Enjoy.
Am I the only one that would die? I would die for a G1 Bumblebee.
Yeah, you're the only one.
I remember the first rumor we heard about Masterpiece 20 was Mirage, and to be honest, I'd like him more than Jazz or Bumblebee.
You know, that would be great to get, because Ryan could get that for Christmas again and break it in 5 minutes.
Totally.
Actually, we've already got an alternate Masterpiece Bumblebee, in a way, with the alternate, with the alternative Bumblebee.
No.
You're wrong.
Don,
I'm sorry.
No.
Excuse me, Don. No. Bad Dawn. Go in the corner.
If they did a Masterpiece Fortress Maximus, it's not going to be like it would be in scale or even in toy scale with the other Masterpieces.
Yeah, it would just be a small... Now, the nice thing about that, though, is we could potentially see maybe a more like IDW-style Fortress Maximus.
I'm thinking it would still be, you know, G1 style, but it would be more like how the Marvel Comics had him scaled to the other characters.
Yeah, which I could see that.
Cool with that, except if they did that, there would have to be a matching Scorponok.
Yeah, and then that would just throw the whole thing off. I don't know.
I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying if there was to be, you know, an updated Fortress Maximus, it absolutely has to have an updated Scorponok as a counterpart, because we don't have a good updated Scorponok.
No.
Energon Scorponok is pretty nice, but it's showing its age.
Right.
Yeah. What about a Triptychon? Can we get a Triptychon, or is it too hard to get the dinosaur license?
I would
the
think
dinosaur
that
license.
More along the lines of the Titan clan,
yes.
If Metroplex ends up succeeding.
Somewhere baby Jesus is holding on to the dinosaur license, and you can't have it.
Paint passes, I mean.
I'm having to do my own search for things. Jeez.
I've got nothing. I can't find it.
Hang on, let me see if I can help.
Yeah, I'm looking.
And also that MP20 wasn't mentioned on T-Formers either, but...
Great podcasting here, people.
Man.
I apologize.
We're a professional podcaster.
All right. I've seen a picture of it in another place, which I won't mention. And it looks pretty awesome, so...
Okay. I just now went to T-Formers and did a search for Sideswipe. I didn't even put G2. It's the second result in the search.
Okay. Very good.
Oh, you're going to use
not
the search
the link,
feature.
Though.
That's...
Is it cheating to do the search?
Yeah, it's cheating. Why don't you just Google it?
Man.
Well, did a Google search.
I did Google it. Anyway.
I found it.
All right, there it is. So there's your... Okay, very good. Okay, that looks really awesome. I'm gonna
the head's
hold...
the wrong color, but I'm sure they'll fix that.
Yeah, they'll fix it. Okay, I've got to hold out for this then. Holy crap. Oh, man. I need this badly. Diecast, you fail. This is the most important news of the week.
Yeah, I was surprised we went.
What does that say about this week?
Stuff and nobody mentioned it so far.
God. I hate Transformers these days, and this is awesome. And it almost missed.
That looks great, but where are the bandoliers?
Dawn, you're in timeout. Shut up.
No, I'm saying.
He did wear bandoliers, but you know what?
It's... The weapon's obviously resin prototypes right now. It's hard to resin prototype a bandolier, you know, just because it's not there along with some of the paint apps doesn't mean it's not going to be on the final toy.
Somewhere,
they can label that if they have to, right?
Somewhere, a third party is out there making a bandolier mold right now, just in case it doesn't happen, so I'm not even worried.
No, look, I got this figured out. At BotCon in 2015... I'll be
Oh. They will tell you that they will be out. They'll be shipping them. They'll be shipping the bandoliers later.
And it will cost you an extra $400.
And it's an extra. God.
Hey, if someone else had pointed that out, y'all wouldn't be ragging them. I just pointed it out because if it's G2 Sideswipe, it does need at least one bandolier.
Look, dude, no. You know, here's the problem, Don. The problem is not that you were pointing it out. The problem is that an awesome thing just appeared before us, and the first thing that you did was, like, point out a flaw. Like, that's not cool. That's fanboy. Don't do that.
I don't think that's awesome. I mean, it's nice, but it's just... Okay.
It's like, look at this amazing thing. Well, yes, but actually, the colors aren't the exact right. Time out.
I like Paladin's suggestion that the bandolier could just be replaced with a sticker sheet from Reaper Label.
Totally.
And that's the problem.
God, Dawn. Oh, don't hang me with this new rope. Get an old one.
I'll admit, I'm a little guilty of Don's reasoning there as well. But, you know, Don was totally wrong. Masterpiece G2 Sideswipe is awesome, and JD was totally right there. Let's go to JD's wife, Amanda, who wanted to share the following.
Hey, friends, fans, and listeners. Amanda, JD's wife here, just wanting to say thank you to all of you who gave so generously in JD's memory. I was able to pay our medical deductible and the other incidental costs thanks to all of you wonderful people. I just wanted to share a little something. My fondest memory of JD is, of course, his laugh. It was infectious and kind of, you could just hear him laugh in his whole body. And he usually did that most when he was laughing more at himself than the rest of us were laughing at him. I am sure we'll hear a good example of, you know, JD often said he did not accomplish much in his life, but you folks are the proof that he was mistaken. You are his legacy, and I will be forever grateful to you all. Thank you.
And I want to echo Amanda's thoughts. You guys have been great in the support, the outpouring, the financial relief that you helped with Amanda, the emotional support that you gave to her and to us. You've been great, and we love you all. So thank you very much for that. So the next segment is JD's second appearance on the show. He was involved. JD actually had quite a few pursuits, specialties. He did quite a few things when he was new to the fandom back in the late 1990s. He did the ATT Who's Who. He was sort of the caretaker of that content. He built a website for that. And he was also a part of ColdHardSlag.com, which we talk about ColdHardSlag quite a bit. That was a website ran by JD, Tim, and Heath. And it was years ahead of its time. It really was. And I really can't just overstate how impressive what they did was back in 99, 2000. One thing they did, as you'll hear, they did a lot of interviews, and it was pretty much inspired by our Larry DiTilio interview from, early 2000. Basically, at that point, we actually had to call them up on the telephone and record it using, like, some sort of... I think I did some of my interviews from my radio gig, but honestly, half the time, I think I did it with one of those little drop cables that you got from Radio Shack with the suction cup on the end that plugged into the phone. It was terrible. And this interview is actually recorded that way. So let's go ahead and check that out.
I'm JD, also known as Unicron Spawn, also known as JDale, and I do toy reviews and little graphic stuff here and there. I got into Transformers late 97. I think I just missed BotCon 98 when I started to get interested in Beast Wars Transformers again. And I cut my teeth on DVD. I found his website, and I just thought it was the best thing since sliced bread. And
well, it is, but you know.
Do I?
It is.
Yeah, it is. So I saw that, and I got into toy reviews, and I got into doing all this stuff, and I made a website called Ages of Cybertron, and started going along with that, and that sucked. And it was okay site, but the problem was it was the same thing as everything else that was out there. And then getting on ATT, I got into doing ATT Who's Who, which is a whole other project. But through that, and through other things that had happened to me, I had saw I saw a post that Tim had made about Transcendence and Simplicity getting together, and this time I was at my parents' house in Anadarko, which is about an hour southwest of Oklahoma City, in the middle of nowhere. And I couldn't go. I just couldn't go. And so once I got back up to the city, I was working at Toys R Us, and I had some people tell me about a really cool local toy store here in Oklahoma City called Toy Base 10. And that's where I ran into Heath. The first time I was in the store, I ran into Heath. And he was like, oh, yeah, we do, you know, Cold Hard Slug. And I was like, yeah, I think I've seen that. And I was like, yeah, I do Agents of Cybertron. And he was like, yeah, I think I might have heard that. And ATC Here's Who. And he was like, oh, you're J. Dale. I was like, yeah, it's me. And so we kind of started talking through that. And I ended up meeting Lori first and then Tim. And I looked at the sign. And I was like, you know what, guys, you got something really great here, but you're missing something. And I was like, what? And I said, toy reviews. You know, you've got this really cool price guide, but you don't have any toy reviews. And they were like, ah. So that's kind of how I slid in the back door and got into Cold Hard Slag.
And now he's slowly taking over.
Yes, and now I'm taking over the world.
He's the one that came up with our awesome logo that we're using now. That's also on all of our T-shirts and coffee mugs and all that junk.
And you can get those from by going to coldhardslag.com. Plug.
Yep, and clicking on Cold Hard Gear.
Yeah.
The latest thing I'm working on is we're expanding into, right now Heath does the market watches for basically the Transformer market in general, which is just the average second market for Transformers. What I'm going to be working on is doing a separate sort of market area for eBay, just looking at eBay, what's selling on eBay, what's going on with that, and actually we're hoping to launch that really soon.
Well, this is sort of off topic, and I'm like the least likely person to do this, if you see me on ATT, but, you know, I've always been a fan of the ATT Who's Who. In fact, when I first got to talking with J. Dale there, I was like, I'm a fan of your site. And he's like, are you kidding? Are you joking with me? He's like, no, I'm serious. Like, wow. But I've always liked that. And are you planning on expanding that, or do you plan on trying to get... I haven't seen it mentioned on the group in a while, and there are a ton of people on ATT now. I think it would be, you could capitalize on that.
I've kind of been absent from ATT lately, not only for been kind of busy in school, but also working with Cold Hard Slag, in particular 3.0, getting all the updates for that. So actually, yes, there are big plans for ATT to do right now. Tim is being gracious enough to work with me on it. As everybody knows, it's now attwhoshoo.com, which was really great. I'm going through the same provider that we're going through for Cold Hard Slag. And Tim's helping me. We're looking at some scripts to make ATT more use ATT Hoosu more friendly, user friendly. We're trying to expand where you have updatable profiles that you can manage on your own, and also a better interface and searchable and everything. That's in the horizon. That's in the future. As far as when that's coming out, I just have to watch and see. But I haven't forgotten about it. It has kind of gone on the back burner a little bit, but I will be working on it, and I'm hoping to make more of a presence on ATT again. In fact, I made a post just recently about some controversy that happened this week. So.
I saw that.
JD got me started listening to RFC. The day we met, we were sitting there talking. He's like, yeah, I'm from Cold Hard Slag. Oh, really? Well, I run Ages of Cybertron. And we just started sitting there BSing about Transformer science. And he was like, well, do you listen to Radio for Cybertron? And I was like, haven't caught that one. What's the URL? And so I came home that night, and I listened to, like, everything in the archive. And I saw this thing about the Larry DiTilio interview. I was like, Larry DiTilio, isn't that like the guy that wrote Beast Wars or something? So I clicked on it, and I sat there, and I listened to it, and I was like, well, if these guys can do it, I mean...
Yeah.
You know, you've got to be able to contact the actor somehow.
This next clip is from, again, last year. It's an episode that JD is hosting, and in it he complains about... well, pretty much convincing me to bring Radio Free Cybertron back. It's pretty funny. It's a short, so take a listen.
I'm hosting this week.
Yay.
I'm sorry.
We're all sorry.
Yep. JD is hosting. Whoop, whoop. No. Okay. Anyway, this week we have Diecast, we have XV, we have Dawn, and we have Paladin with us. Brian's a bastard.
He hijacked me into this. I want that on record.
Yeah, Brian and Rob are having a magical Universal Studios vacation.
They're laying out on a beach.
We'll get to hear all about next week.
Somewhere, probably rubbing tanning lotion into some hard body. Probably not. Anyway, this is episode 315.
Wow.
Really?
315.
Yes, it is.
Can't believe it. I won that bet that I could trick Brian into bringing the show back. and now we have 315 episodes under our belt.
See, he's not here and you are.
I know.
Who's the winner in this?
Him.
Not me.
Oh, man.
So the next bit of content is unpublished. It's pre-show content from... I don't even know when. I actually didn't write it down. I had so many files to go through, like thousands of files, that it really it pretty much everything ran together. But this was a really classic moment. Back in the day, especially early on, when Rob Springer was on live every week, we always talked about fast food and junk food because, you know, we're fat guys, most of us. Peter wasn't, but the rest of us pretty fat. We like talking about fast food, and this conversation starts out that way. Then Don starts talking about Miracle Whip. So let's see how that turned out.
You mean y'all have never had deviled eggs with Miracle Whip instead of
mayonnaise? That sounds disgusting.
That's an awful, awful idea. Oh. That is a very bad, awful idea. Almost as bad as eating on camera. No, just kidding.
You would never do that.
Eating, no one is attractive eating.
No.
That's why
That's why I don't understand.
You've never seen a girl with a lollipop. That.
Oh, my God, sir.
Okay, so.
Wow.
Except for certain circumstances.
Yeah, maybe exceptions to the rule prove the rule.
Nobody eating a hamburger is attractive.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess those like Carl's Jr. commercials. Some of those are kind of
like with Kate Upton. Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you're a chubby chaser? Then Kate, that might be something.
No.
I don't even think that's PC, bro.
Yeah,
that's
those
guys that take those girls out. Yes,
everyone knows what that is.
No. It's not a fat thing. It's no one looks attractive eating. It's just because of the way our faces contort, and we're shoving stuff into our faces. It's, you know, but Kate Upton eating a hamburger is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll allow that.
Now, isn't Carl Jr. just basically a Hardee's kind of variant?
Other way around, Hardee's is now Carl's Jr.'s. You know, so when Carl's Jr.'s bought out Hardee's, they pretty much changed Hardee's completely. I still want a Big Deluxe, darn it. You can't get a Big Deluxe anymore. They don't make it. Why? Carl's Jr.'s.
I think Hardee's is my favorite place to eat.
Oh, yeah, I love Hardee's.
Because you can't afford Arby's anymore without coupons. Literally.
You know, Arby's is, you know... The perils of eating fast food for nearly every meal.
Yeah. Then you end up with my figure.
No, it's not. It's that's just eating 7 meals a day.
Oh, yeah, because I eat 7 meals a day.
Or 7 meals worth of food.
No, I don't even do that.
Couch. Maybe not.
I've been forgetting to eat lately.
I wonder why.
I don't have any. I'll just like get to an end of a day and be like, oh, I didn't eat today. Huh.
That's good.
Yeah. One place I used to love to go that I hardly ever go anymore is Wendy's. Because, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, I don't go to Wendy's much anymore.
Yeah,
I want to. I haven't tried Sonic's French fries yet, though. I heard they've got some...
I've been to Sonic two or three times, and I have to say, if they're America's driving in, I'm driving out somewhere else.
I like... but do not love Sonic. I love the Route 44 Diet Dr. Pepper. And that's my favorite part of Sonic. I can live without their food.
I have coupons.
Their food's not expensive. It's just okay.
Well, yeah, but it's not worth paying full price for.
Oh.
I mean, I got a chili dog, and it was the most boring hot dog I've ever had.
That's the problem. JD has a Carl's Jr.'s like within a mile from his house.
Dude, I got everything within a mile from my house. I live in an awesome metro area.
I'm jealous. I wish I had Carl's Jr.'s near me.
Come on, Andrew. There's nothing wrong with Miracle Whip.
God, there's so much wrong with Miracle Whip.
God, it's so nasty.
What I love about Carl's Jr.'s is that they get stuff way before Hardee's gets it, and by the time Hardee's gets it, they've modified it to where it's boring. Like, the Big Carl was awesome. By the time it got to Hardee's and it was the Big Hardee, it was just another, you know, knockoff Big Mac.
Their chicken tenders with the Frank's hot sauce is not bad. That's what Hardee's has now. The Frank's Red Hot.
Oh. Okay. Oh, leg asleep.
The miracle of Miracle Whip is that if you don't puke. Amen.
Yeah.
Totally. God, this stuff is nasty.
Okay.
And just try it straight to the point.
Yeah, try it once and you'll see that I am correct.
I have tried it. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
and deviled
really
eggs?
Yes. I do believe I have actually tried that. And it's nasty.
It adds sip.
No. It adds vomitus.
Okay. All right. Well, to each their own.
Yes.
Viva la
You are
Viva.
Free. You are free to eat whatever disgusting, nasty thing you want.
So I suppose me doing a cheese sandwich with Velveeta Miracle Whip is not something you would enjoy either.
Oh my God.
They just like carve off a big old hunk off the brick.
Oh my God. How do you even shit after you eat that?
I've actually had an entire Velveeta, the large block of cheese, in 2 days.
Oh my God. And how long until you like actually crapped again?
I didn't have any effects as far as I know.
God. Was it like an ice cream extruder?
Now we're going to go to a few more assorted clips that I've pieced together that are kind of sort of tied together. In it, we talk about Generation 1, reissue, Spinning Regrets, the comic, the cartoons, and JD's pet rats. I can appreciate it as something separate, like a continuation, but not a continuation, because in my mind, in my heart, G2 is the continuation of that stuff.
And G2 was great.
Oh, yeah.
G2 was surprisingly good. It's probably easily the top five of the Transformers fiction that we ever got, which that is increasingly becoming a much more competitive list. But G2 is great. I really like G2. I can still sit down and read G2 now and actually appreciate it on like a real level, not just like a Fermini level.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I mean, I think it's good, and I think, and it is kind of the confusing thing, I guess, that this was clamored for so much, and it looks good, and it looks like it's going to be interesting, but it's still, like, it's sort of like Christopher Feely says, this is the third iteration of the post, you know, or maybe this is the fourth iteration, there's been three previous.
Okay, so G2, the tech story that everyone always points to, that was in... Yeah. Oh, man, what was that? Was that in a BotCon comic, or where did that tech story originate? I remember
the tech story
that followed up is the one where Prime and Megatron, it's basically a story where they just meet up and shake hands and talk about what went on, which if that really happened, it would be like, gee, you really sucked. Gee, you really died a lot. Because that's basically what happened with the Marvel run.
Remember Marvel Megatron? He did that... Oh, well, okay, remember the time that he did the...
Okay, here's the way to remember Marvel Megatron. If you watch Turtles Forever...
He's the Shredder.
Mirage Shredder, yeah.
Yeah, he's
somebody
the
threw a garbage can at him and he fell down and he never saw him again.
Yeah. The most memorable thing that I can ever remember that happened to Megatron in the Marvel comic was that he got punched by himself in the future.
He did get punched by himself in the future and he got fused with Ratchet. That was pretty much
it. The fused with Ratchet part two. That's classic.
That's classic. But, I mean, seriously, kids, the awesome Megatron that you remember from your childhood
didn't
is
exist.
Not the Marvel comic
The awesome Megatron you remember from your childhood didn't exist.
Right. No. Well, first of all, the awesome Megatron you remember from your childhood never happened. Second of all, if it did happen, it's probably from the cartoon. Because
and you misremember that, like, big time. The toughest, most badass character in the G1 cartoon was the fire retardant foam, basically.
Yeah, or Ultra Magnus, because he blew up an entire planet.
Ultra Magnus was awesome. Fighter Flea is fantastically bad and wonderful, and I love it.
It's so horrible. It's just, oh, God.
We're screwed. We blow it up.
We can't stop a handful of Decepticons. Let's unleash genocide instead.
Yes.
That's true.
The toy.
Yeah,
actually, I need to get those.
Re-engineer the toy to do that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm still mad that they didn't have third party, because I wanted to get those damned Headmaster heads.
And if you re-engineered Power Master Prime, it wouldn't be perfect anymore. Wait, never mind.
It wouldn't be a brick anymore.
I love that toy. I fully recognize that it's terrible, but I love that toy.
Yeah, it was. That's probably the most I've spent in one, I think, go on a toy. No, I guess it was on Brave Max, but I still have is the God Ginray reissue.
Triplet bought that for $30.
God, I hate him. I hate him so much.
I paid $100 for it.
I almost want to drive to North Carolina to beat the shit out of him. Like, no reason. Just show up at his door and be like, oh, hey, Chris. And then just beat the shit out of him.
I'll share this one, actually.
And then he'll be like, why? Because you paid $30 for something I paid $150 for, you son of a bitch.
You paid $150 for that? That's more than I paid for Brave Max when I got it the first time.
That's more than I paid for my car.
Not this time.
I pre-ordered it. I, like, pre-ordered it from Hobby Link Japan, like, when they first came out. So
that reminds
those Japanese
though,
people are not
I just don't
Japan.
Think we want to get a Fire Guts Jinrai.
I saw one at BotCon. It was too much.
Yeah, you guys, you're probably talking about the North American Toys R Us release of that. No, no. I was an asshole and bought the Japanese re-release when it came out, and got it from Hobby Link Japan, so I had to pay the Japanese price plus the freaking
No. The commemorative edition costs more than the Japanese version, because the Japanese version is incredibly common. You can still get it pretty cheap.
But I bought it when it first came out.
I did too.
Now, but
Triplet waited 3 years.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
He still got the
Japanese.
Because now it's no different.
Commemorative series Apex Armor Prime. At like $30, you know.
Yeah,
I think I saw Apex Armor Prime once in the store ever.
Mm.
Well, you suck then. How much was that Fire Guts Ginrai you saw at BotCon?
150, something like that.
Oh shit! I probably wouldn't have bought that.
I wouldn't.
I wish I would have remembered that I wanted one before I went to BotCon.
Now, what I still want, and I will never ever have, is that freaking powered convoy that I wanted that I could have got for like $100. Now it goes for like $4.
Oops.
Very angry.
I saw
the original Ultra Magnus.
Yeah, well, I mean the e-hobby exclusive repaint. Yeah,
gotcha.
I still the boxes tore up, unfortunately, because my rats got to it. But I've got the
rats.
I had rats
as pets, or you had rats.
I had pet rats.
Okay, that just never heard anyone refer to like vermin in their home.
No,
that
I,
wasn't.
I had the horrors. I had pet rats, and they had this bad habit of breaking out of their cage, and then they would chew up my toys.
So for us, the following is one of the highlights of the last 5 years. Back in 2012 at the BotCon in Dallas, Texas, XV,
got to go to his first BotCon ever. And JD got to go to his first BotCon in 11 years. So basically what happened is I drove from North Carolina through Tennessee to pick up XV. Then I took a detour to Oklahoma City so that I could pick up JD at his house. And that was just so much fun. It was just awesome. Then we went to Dallas, Texas, and actually stayed with John DeLuna at John's apartment. And each night we would podcast recapping BotCon for that day. And this next clip takes place after the Hall of Fame dinner ceremony from Saturday night. So let's go ahead and jump to that. Okay, so tonight was the Hall of Fame dinner, and JD, tell us what happened.
It was really cool. You know, food was good, so that's a plus.
That's good. You got fed.
Yeah. There were, of course, they had the presentation of the actual Hall of Fame inductees. Sorry, there's a paper that's right on the corner of that, if you would hand it to me. Sorry.
Steve is awesome.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. I'll actually show
model it. Model. Dude, come over here, model.
He's
Steve,
gonna model.
Model.
Here. So here's your Hall of Fame card. It has all of the inductees on it. So for the
and the lovely Steve is showing it right
here.
But
I was going to actually go. So cool. I can't remember all
very
that.
Nice. Very nice.
So thank you so much.
Steve is awesome.
So, first of all, it was really nice for Chris Latta. They had a really great tribute video.
What are the... I was going to make a joke. I'm not going to make a joke. Wrong time to make a joke.
It was a really great tribute video. He was given a standing ovation. Of course, his daughter accepted the award on his behalf.
Chris Latta.
It was really nice. It was really cool. The other one is Simon Furman. So they had another pretty cool video for him.
Yay.
And he talked. He gave a little speech. It actually ended with a couple of his Furmanisms. So
yeah, usually those
for
videos.
Personally, it never ends.
No, what was I? God, I wish I could remember now. It was my time here has come to an end, and something else. I can't
usually remember. Usually those videos are quite humorous. They're quite fun.
They were. There was a great part about how like the enthusiasm they brought to the line, and at that particular part, there was a picture of Simon with a cactus on his head. So there was a lot of funny stuff, especially in Simon's video. The inductee video were okay. They were kind of. I mean, the Grimlock video, of course, it was kind of interesting because they had a lot of course, G1 Grimlock. And the Fall of Cybertron Grimlock. And, of course, everybody was going nuts for the footage of the Fall of Cybertron Grimlock. The Jazz video...
War for Cybertron. Fall of Cybertron.
Fall of Cybertron. Space. Space.
Yeah. Keep forgetting. I'm sorry.
The Jazz video was pretty cool. They had a nice... I mean, they showed animated Jazz. They showed G1 movie... you know, really showed a nice cross.
It's very similar. Yeah. They always go through all the generations. Yeah.
Was Grimlock a fan choice? Was Grimlock up for a fan choice nomination in the past?
Last year he was.
Yeah, Jazz was.
They were both. Shockwave, they both were last year.
Shockwave was. Yeah. I think.
Shockwave was last year as well.
Yeah.
They all lost to Waspinator.
Yeah.
Oddly
yeah.
enough, Shockwave was the Shockwave's video was mostly Shock Blast. it was a lot of G1 Shockwave pointing and transforming once, because if you think about it, in the G1 cartoon, he wasn't...
That's all he did.
He didn't do very much. So they had a lot of Shock Blast video.
That's fine.
But the big thing that happened at the end of the Shockwave video was a clip from Transformers Prime in which Starscream introduces Shockwave.
Holy crap.
To the Autobots.
No kidding.
Yes. So that was very cool.
Wow.
And totally out of left field.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's been no toy indication, nothing from the show.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. I mean, the entire room was floored. I mean, we didn't even know what to say after that.
Can you describe what he looked like?
He looked like
Eat the mic, JD. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Eat the mic, buddy. Eat
the mic. I mean, it was a real quick shot, but it was definitely Shockwave. I mean, purple, cycloptic. I mean, it was no question. So,
yeah.
So it was classic. The fan choices were, I'm trying to run through now, Rodimus, Wheeljack, there were two.
Your mom.
Your mom. Beast Wars, Megatron, and... one other. I can't remember. Anyway, Wheeljack ended up winning.
Yay. I don't get that.
And Wheeljack's video was it was really hit and miss. They would show, like, for instance, on Rodimus's video, they showed a lot of Rodimus from Cybertron. But on Wheeljack's video, it was just G1 Wheeljack and Prime. So none of him from Cybertron. It was very odd. So I don't know. Oh, I'm sorry. The other fan.
Because it was the wrong Wheeljack.
Skybite.
It's the wrong Wheeljack.
Skybite was the other fan nominee. But
right, they can't show the Armada version. It's the wrong Wheeljack.
It doesn't matter.
They didn't show a movie either. But, I mean, that's technically supposed to be Wheeljack, but it's not. So
false. Nice. Yeah, fake Wheeljack. Still.
So yeah. But that was your winners. It was really cool. Aaron Archer talked. And kind of oversaw the whole thing. So, and then they passed out these really nice cards to everybody that was there. So yeah.
Very cool.
It was really cool. It was really nice.
Very cool.
The Shockwave thing, though, was just...
Yeah.
I mean, I cannot describe the feeling when that came across
That's
the screen.
Cool.
So
I'm jealous.
So you enjoyed that? Did you enjoy the Hall of Fame ceremony?
It was cool. How was the meal?
It was good. It sort of felt swanky. And of course the dress was like all over the board. I mean, you had people in t-shirts and jeans all the way up to tuxedo.
You're supposed to be,
when we were driving outside, we saw some people in, cocktail dresses
and all of those people were with it. I mean, there was also the chiropractors convention or something, and there were several people dressed up for that as well, but.
And hookers, they're hookers.
There were
too.
Some prostitutes
oh,
there as well.
Yeah.
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 No.
Boys.
Sure.
No. Okay. That's so, awesome. That's awesome.
It was
awesome.
Great.
Okay.
It was really cool. Okay. I'm glad I went. I almost didn't go, and I'm really glad I went.
Hey, kids. Would you like to buy some toys? Watch this episode, and we'll tell you what to buy.
If you follow it, at Lady Wreck is somebody else. So it's at Lady of Wreck.
Yeah, Lady Wreck. There has to be Lady of Wreck. Lady Wreck is somebody else. They jumped. They got in. They capitalized on that screen name before I could get there. So
I feel your pain because I still can't get just JD Church.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but JD, the point is, though, you're the JD Church. You've become the definitive article. You're not just some JD Church. You're the JD Church.
You know, and I did actually have someone the other day that told me that they did actually like the, so.
Yeah, I do like it, too. I mean, John Barber did it. His is the John Barber, so why not?
So me and John Barber, we're like this.
You know. You can also check me out
like,
on the Underpants.
We're like this.
I hope I get popular enough that I can put the in front of my name.
No, you're not.
Well, if you can't get your name, you can.
You're correct, I guess. You're not. just saying.
Rob, so you've got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. I'll just stick to the basics. On Twitter, I am at RAC2750 for... Well, just about everything that isn't video games. And for video games, I am at Flailthroughs. I am finally posting my own Minecraft videos, so... And soon my brother and his fiance and I are going to be posting our playthroughs of Borderlands 2 also.
Cool.
Now I know where my kids are going to be watching the Minecraft videos.
I would not recommend it.
They've
been watching them on YouTube, so...
You might want to edit...
Some of them we do watch some of the quite a few of the ones that they actually put it on the TV, so if it comes out bad, I'm like, no, you're not watching that one no more.
Good. Right.
Anything that says fail throughs or flail throughs, no.
Or nope. Horrible okay. People play.
Horrible people of anything, no.
Okay. Yeah, I'll
anything that my name is on of any
I'm
kind.
I'm sitting here telling people not to watch my videos, but no, don't
well,
watch.
Not to show them
they're
to children
kids.
Anyway.
Don't show them
to
not for children.
Yes.
Make sure that they're age appropriate.
And nothing of mine. Anything that I am on, do not show to your children. I'm just going to say. Like,
especially Fanboy Versus.
Yeah, they would just get bored anyway.
Yeah, probably. I love you too, XV. Just love right there, man.
XV hosts a podcast called Superhero Time that people listen to.
I made
to.
Better. Yeah.
That kills Fanboy Versus.
Yeah.
It
yes,
sure
I sacrificed my own show to make XV's show better. And now I hate my show, and I don't want to do it anymore.
That's the strangest version of Yu-Gi-Oh I've ever heard.
Get Triplet to host it.
Okay.
I don't think Triplet would want to host the show.
I don't even care.
I don't think Giga Beetle reads comics.
No one listens to my show.
Giga Beetle could say
you get lots of listeners to your show.
I don't have any listeners.
Dude, just look at it this way. How many thousands and thousands of people listen to you every week? Because you're on RFC, Superhero Time, and Fanboy Versus.
And most of those people listen to Superhero Time, so...
I know a lot of people happen to listen to Fanboy Versus, just saying.
Yeah.
I love how on Twitter JD was like, I really don't want to do the show this week. I really don't want to do the show this week. Oh, BotCon's happening. I don't have to do this show this week.
And JD, you are the sometimes host of Fanboy Versus.
Sometimes when we do that show, yes. Yeah. I host that show.
And you are potentially thinking about another show.
I am potentially thinking about another show as well. So
that one's going to be exciting. I hope.
I'm a little more excited about. So it actually already has a Twitter. So
really?
Getting that done early. So.
And is Don asleep? No, Don's awake.
That was so fast that no one knows what
that is. Is that the Vulture? Oh, gotcha. That's, okay. That's your Sorry, it's yellow not a giant. Joke. Yeah.
I'm like, look at my dildo!
Don doesn't have any of those.
No, because I have JD. What more do I need?
That's right.
JD is a dildo.
I am a human dildo.
Amy, your children should not listen to this episode of the podcast.
See, what did I say? If I'm on the show...
JD was a total pro. You know, we try to keep the show pretty PG, PG-13, because there are a lot of kids out there who do listen. A lot of Transformers podcasts want to drop the F-bomb and everything, and, you know, that's certainly their right and choice to do so. But JD was always able to reel himself in and keep things moderately PG-13. It was enough to irritate me, but not enough to piss me off. And he was really good at sort of pushing the boundaries. So I miss that a lot. Let's go to Rob Springer, who shares his thoughts about the passing of our friend JD.
Hey guys, it's Rob. This week we're getting together to talk about our friend JD. Just like a lot of you, I was pretty shocked when he found out he passed away. I knew he had been sick. And it's like my friend was sick and he was in the hospital, but I didn't really say to myself, this is just serious. I thought he was just sick in some way and he was going to make it through. In fact, it seemed like he was about to make it through. And when it came, you know, I was kind of taken out. It was a good thing. It was like a snowstorm here in Atlanta and I was snowed in. I couldn't go to work. And it was probably for the best because I got to sit and just kind of get over myself without being in public. He was my friend. You know, I love that guy. And I'm always going to miss him. I always think about, he had a particular laugh. And if you ever heard the show, it was almost like Burt Reynolds' little, ha-ha! And he'd kind of do that after stuff. And I'd always, sometimes it'd get on my nerves. And sometimes I'd be like, strangle you. But love to hear it again in person, you know, or at least over Skype. That's the one thing I think I'm always going to remember about JD is that little laugh. And he always did. He could be mad or whatever, and that laugh would come out. It's, you know, when you grow apart from people, you grow, you know, they come into your life. They leave your life various means. Either you stop being friends or you fall out of contact. But when someone dies, it's final. And you know, when you might get back to being friends with that person later, or they might come back into your life. I mean, I don't know how many of us had people come in and out of their lives. I mean, think about you graduate high school years later, you're friends with them on Facebook and you get to at least keep up with them. And that's what makes it so bad. Like, it's like, I wonder what he's up to. And you go, oh yeah. Yeah, it's sad. one thing I'm always going to remember also was it's a couple of years ago, and someone had posted it was like the anniversary. No, the guy who had invented Doritos died. And I posted it on Twitter or something, and he responded, "I'm going to pour some out in his honor." Oops, I already did. He had spilled some while he was eating them. And I know he did that silly laugh two or three times before he even, like, "Oh, there's someone on the floor. Oh, hey." You know, I'm going to miss him. So, I guess thanks everyone for listening to us for all these years and coming back to us when we came back. I think we came back bigger than we did, and it wouldn't be. I remember I wanted to, but JD's the one who really talked Brian into it, and we all miss him. So, thanks everybody for watching all this time, and please. You know, we say keep watching, keep listening, but also please don't forget our friend JD. I know I'm not going to.
I told you all the news. Well, most of the news this week was crap and not worth mentioning.
Wow. There you go, Don.
Well, you know, we got like 35 minutes of just talking about speculative masterpieces.
Well, I blame myself. I have a way of, like, adding and making conversations go far longer than they should, so.
Ruining the
show. I think Brian trolled Hasbro to not release any news this week just because he was going
to
be away.
That, and he tried to troll me and add, like, 8 people to this show. I had, like, every time I got a new email, it was from Brian inviting someone else to be on the show. I was like, Jesus, stop it! So, anyway, we are so sorry. not really.
No.
No, I had fun. You know. I don't host the show very much, so, you know, you don't get a break from, God, it's like, well, Don is insane. It's just like, there's,
you know, the show isn't complete until Don's been attacked by his cat. You know, really, I've always suspected that it would be JD who gets killed and eaten by his cats, but I think Don's got a head start on this.
It could happen. I mean, I'll probably catch it on webcam.
Hi, everybody. This is Susan Blue coming to you from ColdHardSlag.com, the best.
Hey, this is JD, also known as Unicron Spawn, coming to you with a review of Battle Unicorn. First of all, I want to talk about the beast mode. First thing that kind of strikes your eye is the translucent plastic blue, which is really cool. Also, the main, which has some orange and red vacuumized metal, which is really sweet and a point that I definitely like. The gimmick in this mode is the headbutt action, which is lame. Really lame. But it basically, you turn the knob on the shoulder and the head goes down. It doesn't do anything that interesting, but at least the beast mode looks cool. I mean, it looks like a unicorn. It's got a consistent style and design. Lots of spikes. Almost puts me in the mind of kind of what I would give the image of, like, a Trojan horse or something like that. Moving on to the transformation. The transformation doesn't really get too tricky. The hard part is getting the pieces in the right place and enough to where you don't lose everything. As soon as you separate the back part of the unicorn, you lose the axe. The other tricky part is getting the shoulder pads in the right place. They keep wanting to fall out. They're not held in real well. So the tricky part is learning how to transform him gently enough that you don't set the shoulder pads flying. Since one of them is locked around the turning joint for the headbutting action, that is completely useless. Moving into the robot mode. Really nice. Once again, I feel like there's a consistent design and style. Sort of in the Beast Machines idea, you don't see too much of the beast mode in the robot mode. They tend to be two
separate entities to where you don't feel like there's animal parts sticking out all over the place. He actually gives me the impression of a knight. The feet and the guards, and it looks like he's wearing a helmet, which is really cool to put you in sort of a medieval fantasy idea. The weapon's really nice. It's a large pulled axe. Can't necessarily wield it very well, but it does look very large and menacing. So it's really cool. Overall, colors are good. I like the gray. It's dark. It's not a real bright toy, but again, it works for it. It works for this figure. The one thing I do have to comment on is I think this is one of the worst named toys in a long time. So I think they could have gone for a better name, but hey, that's not necessarily part of the toy. Overall, a nice toy. A nice toy. It's good for a basic. If you can find him, pick him up. I'm going to give him 4 God Magnus thumbs up. This has been JD.
The following was actually pretty fun. So JD talks about how he's become a toy scalper. I'll admit, when XV and I went to visit for BotCon 2012, we did get a chance to do a couple of tours of Oklahoma City. And sure enough, there were a lot of short pack toys and pretty desirable things, which were still on the shelves, like completely untouched. And I don't know why. Maybe because part of the town was kind of still developing. Maybe not a lot of people actually coming and going to the general areas. So stock of product was pretty well sustained, i.e. shelf warming. JD really did have a lot to pick through. I'm pretty jealous because I've got Jack.
I'll just go ahead and confess. I've become a scalper. you know. But hey, it's a hobby. It keeps me busy. You know, I have a lot of free time. My wife is in Florida for the summer. So anyway, so I've been hitting a lot of stores lately. And Ross is now getting in Dark of the Moon figures. So I was very excited this week. I picked up a figure I had waited on, which is this Voyager Sentinel. Which is actually pretty cool. Mech Tech, I can say that word, is actually pretty nifty. But and that was like $12, $13, I think. So not bad. I mean, Walmart had those at like $15 for a while, but that's still $2 less. So.
And now they're back up to $20.
Yeah, they're back up to $20, so you still can't get it. So even though those figures are on the shelf at Walmart, you would pay $7 extra for it. It's definitely, I mean, it still feels maybe a little overpriced at like $12 or so, but I don't feel too bad. I'm hoping those leaders will show up there, because then I would get that leader sentinel for sure. That would be sweet.
I hear leader sentinel's fairly complex.
That sounds awesome. I like that, though. A little, depending, maybe, you know.
Not in a good way, though.
Not in a good way? Well, see, then I would just put him... See, I've got this the huge shelf right here, and he would go, like, there in robot mode. Just, like, on the top shelf, like, robot mode, right next to, like, my Ultimate Optimus, you know?
This goes in the Never Transforming It Again.
Yes, it does! Like, right along with the Starscream, the enormous Starscream from Cybertron.
It was like, I want to get one of those.
Oh, my God, that's I'll nice. Sell it to you for, like, $30, $40.
$40? No.
$35?
No. $30. I don't think so.
$32.
That thing's going to cost a lot to ship, too.
$31.
Yeah.
$32. Okay,
$31 with shipping, maybe.
$32 plus shipping.
No, not plus shipping.
Am I not doing this right? This is what the guy at BotCon did. I don't know why. A guy at BotCon did to me. I was trying to buy a Forza, and he apparently didn't like the price, and so he kept going up from like his low bid. I was like, "Oh, you're a bad person." Word that I won't use on this show. So,
what's your will on the pre-show?
But I would on the pre-show.
Oh, he'll use all kinds of words on the pre-show.
I dropped a lot of bombs on the pre-show, so y'all missed out. I'll just put it that way.
Many millions of years ago, on the planet Cybertron, life existed. But not life as we know it today. Intelligent robots that could think and feel inhabited the cities. They were called Autobots and Decepticons. But but the brutal Decepticons were driven by a single goal, total domination. They set out to destroy the peace-loving Autobots, and a war between the forces of good and evil raged across Cybertron, devastating all in its path.
I was working on a Star Wars figure. I'm kind of halfway through it and gave up on it for a while because, unfortunately, I have this. My whole family, in fact, has this genetic problem with shaky hands, and that does not make for good fine painting.
So I'm gonna hope that none of you are surgeons or dentists or gynecologists.
My dad did used to fillet fish for a living, so...
Oh, that's like... Wow. That should be done as like a stage act. Bother him around, ladies and gentlemen. Is he going to slice his finger off? Let's find out.
Well, he probably had like a cut-proof glove, right?
Whatever. God, what's a cut-proof glove, man? I used to go.
You did not get the chainmail gloves, just in the meat department.
God, no. My family, when we used to go, we had like my dad has like three or four brothers, and we used to go to the lake and real quick because the show's almost over. But you know, when we would go to the lake and fish, man. No, man, it was just like bare hands and knives, like cutting fish open, guts everywhere. It was awesome, shooting turtles.
Yep,
that's how we do it in the country. So.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
I'm in 3D.
Hello. You are in 3D. That's awesome.
Well, so wow.
Just like real life.
Just like real life.
Like 3D. Yeah.
Except red and blue. So how do you like wearing those? Is it like giving you a headache yet?
Yeah, I think I'm going to hurl.
You can awesome. Take them off.
Well, thanks for holding it in until the show started.
No. I got to keep them on at least until I talk about where I got them.
Okay.
Let's make that quick.
I think your doctor would recommend that be the top story.
So, yeah, why don't you tell us where you got those?
Sure. So we talked about last week that the preview figure for Transformers 3, the Optimus Prime Legends figure. And from the picture that we saw, I think did we not surmise, at least at that time, that it was just the regular Legends figure with extra bits?
I don't know that we said it, but it's what I thought.
I think
somebody suggested that it might have just been the Legends Prime and Jetfire from...
Yeah, I think I said that even. Combined.
That would have been logical.
Very logical.
Sort but of. It was not. So this is it. It's a new figure for those of you on video. Anyway, there's a lot of video reviews and stuff up online.
Short again, JD.
Sorry, I'll put it up right there.
There you go. Sure is
so
a truck.
It comes with an extra like jetpack piece that has removable guns and everything. But it's a brand new Optimus figure. It's really nice, actually. And it comes with these really cool 3D glasses. So that was fun. I went to the website and checked out the 3D images. There's a link up on it's at Transformers.com. There's a link up through T-Formers to check that out. If you have the 3D or any Anaglyph glasses. The only bad thing is that the first 3D figure that they have up is Optimus, and he's red and blue, and that really screws with the Anaglyph glasses, so it doesn't really look that great. So, yeah, but, I mean, the figure's $10, which may be just a little bit overpriced for just coming with that, but in terms of size, it's like a basic, but... In overall design, it's much more like a Legends. So, or what did we say the new one? It's Legion.
Legion. Legion. We are Legion. We are many.
Legion.
With phallic
class.
Tongues.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's kind of cool. Like, wow. You can even have it do a flight Optimus. See, it's like, yeah.
Yay.
Oh, wow. Yay. Anyway. Fly him around the room. Fly him around the
His
room.
His backpack has jets.
Yes.
So, anyway, I don't know who he has to kill to get these in the movie, but.
But he will.
But whoever it is, he will take their face.
Well, it was in the DIC era, wasn't it?
It was sneak peek, wasn't it?
Okay. No. There was. I remember a scoop in the cartoon.
Yeah, I thought they had.
So,
a scoop
JD,
too.
How's that Minecraft going?
Really great.
So this is pretty much the most requested JD clip. It's a discussion between JD and Fort Max from an episode of Superhero Time where they argue about the best route to take from
Dallas, Fort Worth, to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And to XV's credit, he just let them go. I mean, it's surreal, but entertaining. I've listened to this dozens of times, and I never get tired of it. Sometimes when I'm bored, I just pull this clip out and play it. It's still hilarious to me. I love it. It just doesn't get old.
It's superhero time, and Fort Mac stopped making that awful noise.
If you
have to narrow it down a bit,
if you start f***ing with your microphone again, I swear to God, I will take the 3 hours to drive to where you live.
Right. You leave your microphone live the whole time you're going?
No, see what JD can do is he can get on his cell phone, which has a Skype app.
Yep.
And he can just, you know, take that with him the whole way, and we can actually...
He could just wait a couple weeks till I'm going to be up in Tulsa visiting my grandmother over Thanksgiving.
Yeah, when you come to Oklahoma City, just let me know.
We usually don't go through Oklahoma City.
How the f*** do you get to Tulsa from Dallas and not go through Oklahoma City?
75.
You take 75? What the f***? Why wouldn't you just go...
Because it's faster to get to Tulsa that way than than going 35 up through Oklahoma City and then going over to Tulsa.
How is that even f***ing remotely possible? I don't understand. Okay, wait a minute. This is riveting podcasting, by the way.
No. I want to hear how this is supposed to work.
Okay, where's 75? Okay. 75. That's a 2-lane highway. You take that all the way to Tulsa? You could take 35 and cut through Oklahoma City.
You can take the Indian Nation's Turnpike part of the way.
Is that 2-lane? That's 2-lane. But still, that you wouldn't have. Why don't you take?
Just 75 is 4-lane.
Dear God. Then what? But don't
that's
you?
That's what anyone listening is saying.
No. Where does 75 come out at? 40?
I'm not sure. I'm not the one that drives.
Maybe you should drive. You might be able to do it better.
See? Okay, no. 75 goes all the way through, but that's what? Indian Nations Turnpike to what? Henrietta?
Yep.
And then is it 2-lane?
It's 2-lane in... It's not 2 lanes in any of the part, unless there's construction going on.
So you got 4-lane all the way up, but is it 75 the whole way? I don't know how that's remotely possible. All right, let's do the... destination here. This is f***ing bullshit. There's no way. Besides, you should take more toll roads. I have to f***ing pay those tolls. You should too. Dear God.
The Indian Nations Turnpike is a toll road.
Yeah, but there's another one. I need you to pay on the other turnpike. I need you to pay on the Tulsa Turnpike. That's the one I have to take to Tulsa. All right. Get directions. Let's see, what it says. F***ing hell, it says 75. Why would it? 4 hours and 39 minutes. All right. Let's say that we pull this over here to Oklahoma City. See? 5 hours and 12 minutes. Not that big f***ing difference. But the turnpike off of 44 is better. And you can go through Oklahoma City. Why wouldn't you want to go through Oklahoma City?
Why would you want to go through Oklahoma City?
Oklahoma City is great. The middle of the state. Plus, you're going 35 all the way. 35 is a great road. There's no way 75 is better than 35. There's no way those roads are better. It's just not happening.
35 is terrible.
What? No.
You've never driven through Denton, have you?
Yes, I have. I know Denton's crazy, but once you get on the other side of it, it's not bad. Denton's not that bad. It's not that bad. I've been down there several times. I just went down there for BotCon. I went down there to see a play a couple months ago. That's not that bad. You should go 35 just for fun, just to mix it up.
Again, I'm not the one driving.
Well, you can tell them where to go, can't you? Who's driving?
Well, he can tell them where to put it.
Well, who's driving?
Parents.
Which one? They can't both drive at once. Well, yeah. That's not really true because, you know, your dad can drive and your mom can be telling him how to drive the whole way, and then technically they are both driving.
That that usually happens, actually.
All right. Well, long story short,
Fort Max, that happens. That happens to everybody.
The one telling my mom how to drive.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. All right. Well, do this. When you're coming through, let me know when you're going to hit Henrietta, and I'll be in Henrietta, and you stop, and I'll whoop your ass. How's that? God damn it.
On the way up or on the way back?
I don't f***ing care. Probably on the way up. I don't know. When you're
on the way back, I'll be coming back with the Armada, with the mini-cons that Trent forgot to bring to BotCon.
Wow. So I can steal those if I whoop your ass on the way back?
You'll be getting the laser beak as well.
A laser beak?
Yes.
Which one? Which laser beak? Like the original
Armada.
One? Oh, the Armada laser beak?
Yes. Yeah,
that out the window. But that's always awful. Dear God. Why would you even want that? What the hell? Anyway, okay.
With the minicons, I was getting all the other Armada molds that I didn't have already, so figured, why not get the last one?
See, Google is always off, though, because your difference here is 30 minutes. But I guarantee you, you're going to get faster speeds between 44 and 35 than on 75.
And the other thing about Armada Laserbeak is it's a beautiful shade of orange.
God, it's awful. I mean, it's just awful, dude. There's no way to even... The orange can't make up for it. And that's just a terrible... It was a terrible idea all the way around. When has any of those role-play toys ever, like, really done well? Even the transforming ones. The only ones that maybe did were, like, the MicroMaster-style ones. It was, like, the phone and stuff. Those were okay. But
MicroMaster phones? What?
No, I remember back, like, in... Like, it was, like, Armada and some of those. Maybe it was even the first movie toys. They had like the role play, you know, like it was a phone that turned into a robot or a camera or whatever, you know.
Real Gear?
Yeah, Real Gear. Thank you. Those were okay. They weren't great. But otherwise, any of the like role play stuff has been awful. All right, I think you ought to go 35.
Even Classics Megatron?
All right, what's your parents' phone number? Because I need to call them and we got to talk about this. Because they're really going the wrong way.
Mr. and Mrs. Reed? Yeah, I'm the dude who talks to your son on the internet every Monday night. Look, we've been talking about this trip you're taking up to your mother's house for Thanksgiving, and we really think that you're not driving the best route possible.
Right.
Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry, we must have had a bad connection. So anyway... they would love that. I'm sure they would be entertained. By that call.
As we are nearing the close of the show, I want to leave you with JD's last moments on Radio Free Cybertron from back in January. It's the very end of his last episode. It's fitting. It's an exchange between JD and Don. It was pretty funny. But before we close, literally, this is the last thing we're doing. I felt that it was fitting to share JD's last moments. We didn't know, of course, that he would never be with us again, but you never know. But I just wanted to share a few words. I miss you terribly, JD. You were one of my best friends, and still all these months later, the pain hasn't gone away. I'll remember the good times, I'll remember the crazy times, and I'll remember everything in between. I think about you literally every day, and I'm very thankful to have known you. More than most, you changed the trajectory of my life. You helped me find myself, you made me laugh, you made me angry, and often at the same time. You knew which buttons to press, and when to press them, and when not to. You were as true a friend as I've ever had. And you were gone far too soon. I love you, buddy. And I'll miss you forever. Don, you were on Superhero Time this week. How was that? He's
I'm
muted.
Sorry, Superhero Time fans.
He's so muted. That's awesome. He's just... going on about how much he loved being on, and we can't hear him.
And we can't hear a word of it.
Yep. It was actually,
you know, gave him a couple jabs while he was on there for RFC sake.
Yeah.
Oh no, we always get he gets jabs when he's not on the show. So
okay,
I had a rather enjoyable time.
So JD, I'll just tell you what the cold start was. I'm just going to spoil it. It was awesome. Don came on, and I think he was talking to Paladin. And was it Mickey there?
Mickey was out.
It was like Don was like, "Well, I haven't been on the show." Well, go ahead and tell.
Well, I just said hey to Fort Max because I didn't remember speaking to him since BotCon.
Because
I don't think I didn't think I'd been on Superhero Time since then.
Fort Max, how you been, man? I haven't talked to you since BotCon.
Yes, you have.
Have I been on since BotCon?
Yes.
I didn't think I'd talked to you since then. Okay.
Or maybe confusing you with JD's impression of you.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Why would he say that?
And then the intro quote didn't help things either. Did you get as far as the intro quote?
I didn't listen, so... I'll listen after the show. Save the surprise for me.
Okay.
It's a surprise.
Pretty awesome.
Me and Spandex, that's a surprise. That, not so much.
Okay, so that'll do it for Radio Free Cybertron this week. You can find us at facebook.com/TFRadio and on Twitter at TF Radio. I'm posting stuff to our Tumblr page, which is at tfradio.tumblr.com. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TFRadioNetwork or tfradio.net/YouTube. Thanks, Don, for the Don and Spandex comment.
Wow. That's sleep well.
Ruined my night, Don.
And on top of that, it's plaid.
Oh, God.
We'll see you later. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.